Hey, this is Doc Mike the Redneck Dennis. Welcome to RealLibertyMedia.com, website that hosts our show here. Thanks for joining me tonight. Man, we have a lot to talk about. You know, my tagline is all bleeding eventually stops, but we are in the middle of bleeding right now, that's for sure. And but luckily, we got some stuff we're going to work on together, I hope. I'm going to offer some helpful hints, I think. Well, they're helpful if you use them, I would imagine. It's kind of funny. So I've been having, like in the last week, the urge to start sprouting again, start growing some sprouts. And, you know, what better time? You know, I've said before, like, this is one of the simplest things to do to you know, grow some food and, you know, get some good nutrition. So we started that this week. You know, it's kind of funny, that sprout thing. I just go, it kind of comes in phases. Like, I'll do it for a couple months, you know, like one batch after another, and then I'll let it go for a few months. And, you know, for whatever reason, just like, I don't know, don't start them. And then I'm like, I'm hold off on the sprouts for a while. I do love the mixed sprouts, though. You know, I have my own mix that I like to get. It has alfalfa and mung bean and azuki bean, radish, broccoli, and something else I forget. But just a bunch of mixed up seed. It's real good. You know, it's funny. This week, actually, a couple members of my staff said something about, man, we're going to have to lease property from Doc so we can grow our own food. And I was like, yeah. You know, that's not a bad idea. And no, you don't have to lease it. But, you know, if you want to grow your own food, why not? We have the room for it. So, you know, and people are going to be looking at it. I mean, you know, gas prices are kind of the most immediate. I think the quickest sign of inflation, you know, that things are going to get horrible. And, you know, I was talking to my staff today. They were talking about filling their cars and how much it costs them today to fill their car, or this week in the last 2 days, you know, to fill their car. And, you know, how are they going to afford to drive to work and back for however many days? And I said, yeah. And I said, and guess what? Every single item you purchase at a store comes via gasoline or diesel to that store. So just wait until all of these prices start, you know, increasing to meet to reflect the increase in gas and diesel. It's going to be crazy. And of course, I heard our wonderful administration today here in the United States talking about using electric cars, for example. And of course, they use this line that, you know, it wouldn't matter if they increased drilling right away or if they reopened the pipeline right away. None of those things are going to affect gas and diesel prices right away. And you know what's crazy about that is I know that they think people are stupid, and I really don't blame them. I really understand that stance. But the thing is, like, a lot of people who are working also have retirement accounts. And a lot of those people, even if they don't have a complete understanding of investments, they know that prices change pretty rapidly. And they kind of understand the buy and sell of what's going on. In fact, a lot of people, you know, when they start investing money in their 401k, you know, they get to talk to, you know, some of these managers that, you know, their investments are held in. And, you know, so they get a basic knowledge. And they see when some news comes out, and let's say they picked a particular stock that they wanted to invest in or have in their portfolio. You know, they see that when certain news comes out about that stock, be it, you know, positive or negative, that stock's going to change. You know, fuel is interesting because, Because it's, I'm trying to turn my phone off. I hate that that made that sound. Fuel is interesting. Yeah, keep making noise. Right when I said I wanted to turn you off. There you go. Okay. Sorry about that. Fuel is interesting because, like, investors are the price of fuel is based on kind of the future value of fuel. So, you know, if you said today as the administration, hey, look, we are going to open up the pipeline. We are going to take away any restrictions to drilling and processing crude oil. The price would literally drop overnight. Literally drop overnight. Now, it might not be massive, but just the news that, hey, we are going to do everything possible to increase crude oil, you know, production, extraction and production here in the United States. And you would see the fuel price go down. But no, not this administration. They are in for the long haul, man. They got too many people, you know, from the environmental side that are going to hold their feet to the fire. And just, I guess those people are happy with suffering too. We'll see. We'll see how long they hold out. But, you know, and they're so, like, out of touch, of course, with what the average, you know, working person has to do to get from one paycheck to another. Stephen Colbert, if you hadn't heard, he was on, made some stupid comment about he'd pay $15 for gas because he drives a Tesla. You know, well, good for you. You know, you can afford an $80,000 car, and you can probably afford $15 a gallon gas even if you weren't driving a Tesla. Oh, hey, a little good news on that front. I mean, good or bad. You know, I'm not, like, against electric vehicles. I just think that they're, well, one is they're greatly overrated for what they can actually do. And, you know, people don't understand the extended cost of buying an electric vehicle. And they don't understand, like, how much damage was done to the environment to mine the things that you need to mine to put in those batteries of electric vehicles. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those things that when you get on your high horse and start talking to me about how great your electric truck is or how far you can go in your electric car, I'm just thinking about all the kids who are, you know, injured or maimed when they were out mining cobalt or nickel or whatever. But the good news, period, is the metal market shut down trading of nickel today because the nickel price was sky high. And they do use nickel in some of those, nickel is required to make some of those electrical components, whether it's in the batteries or other places. But, you know, I mean, nothing is in life is free, and it's not easy. And you start thinking that you're going to make a huge difference by, you know, having wind power, solar power, electric cars. Yeah, the thing is, we're not ready to completely convert to that system yet. And, you know, how much are you going to make people suffer? People have already suffered through 2 years of lockdowns, you know, losing their jobs, you know, being on unemployment, not being able to feed their kids. And here we go straight into this, you know, what I think is going to be a massive inflation period. And I see it coming. Of course, I've been preparing for my whole life, always thinking something like this was going to happen. And of course, when it happens, then I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to do it as best as I can anyway with what I have. And, you know, hopefully be able to help some other people out too. But that's not. Okay, wait, I got to start over. We had somebody come in late. I'll go back to the beginning. Hang on. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so I'm pretty much ready. Whenever it happens, I'm pretty much ready. I have to make one little adjustment here. Sorry, everybody. In fact, nah, I'm just going to let it go for right now. I did want to share So I was thinking, okay, I'm always telling people about, you know, doing something, growing more food or growing different things, and, you know, how do you get started? And I always said sprouts is a good idea. I talked a little bit about microgreens. I didn't really get into it too deep because I'm really not familiar with it myself. But I wanted to give two really, I think, decent examples of things that you could grow with pretty good success rate, I would say, and the nutrition would be, you know, would be is good for you to be able to grow these certain items. So one of the things that I always like to have people start growing, because almost guaranteed success no matter where you live, and that is radishes. And the reason is, like the little red radishes that you get in the store, you can grow those pretty dang quickly. Like 3 to 5 weeks, you're going to have radishes that are ready to eat. So the nice thing is you can grow them in 3 to 5 weeks. So if you plant them today, in 3 weeks you're going to be able to start harvesting them. And you know, they take a little bit of water and, you know, the very least amount of tending, really. I mean, you kind of want to make sure, like, slugs don't get on them, you know, kind of go through and make sure weeds don't, you know, cut off their ability to grow. But basically, if you planted like a little row of radishes, and a couple weeks later you plant another little row of radishes, and a couple weeks later another row, you're going to have radishes for a long time. I know some people don't like the kind of bite that you get with radishes. I have had, my daughter actually doesn't like that bite so much either. And she likes to grill or fry radishes, cook them. And I guess it removes that sharpness, that kind of a hot sensation you get from radishes. I personally like that hot bite that you get with a radish. But anyway, you can grow quite a few radishes, you know, in a short period of time. And it's something that's really easy, and you can just go down the row and eat the best ones. You can kind of tell what you can kind of tug on them a little bit, and you can see how big the globe is. And then just, if it's, you know, your size, you know, your favorite size, whatever that is, you can just pull it out, wash it off, and eat it. Sometimes I don't even wash them off if they're out of my garden. I know what's been in my garden, and I know that it's safe to eat, and a little bit of dirt's not going to hurt you. Just wipe them off and eat them. And then the other thing I was thinking what would be really good is spinach. Actually, but I wanted to share something about radishes. Hang on one sec. Let's see if I actually kept the right notes. Okay, no. All right, so one of the things about the other vegetable I wanted to mention, I'm going to say spinach. Now, I know a lot of people don't like spinach, but it's a great green vegetable, green leafy vegetable. You can eat it raw. You can eat it cooked. The great thing about spinach, it's going to take about 5 or 6 weeks to get, you know, big enough to start trimming leaves. But the great thing is it's just going to keep on giving. So once you've planted a row of spinach and you start harvesting leaves, you can just go down the row and harvest spinach all you want. And when you get to the end, you just go back to the beginning and start over. That's actually not how we do it, but, you know, we'll take out the biggest leaves. And then come back, you know, in a few days, take the next biggest leaves, you know, and they just keep growing. Now, I say spinach, but also you could add to that kale, and actually beet greens you can eat, and then you actually kind of have a dual purpose vegetable, because you can eat the greens and you can eat the beets also. Beets take a lot longer, though. Hey, and I actually had a patient yesterday was telling me that that she was canning, and she was canning like a vinegar kind of canning, like pickles, but it was spicy green beans, which I talked about a show or two ago. But she also was doing spicy, the same mix, but with carrots and with cauliflower. And I was thinking, man, that is so good. Why didn't I ever think of that before? I've even seen that kind of mix in the store and bought it because I like that crunchy pickled vegetable taste, flavor. But that spicy green bean thing, if you've ever had them, man, they are delicious. And I just can imagine carrots and cauliflower being done the same way. It would be a really nice treat throughout the year to be able to crack your own pickled veggies and have at them. So it's something else you can do. More vegetables to eat, some food that you can actually continuously harvest, spinach and radishes. Right now those seeds are cheap, but you better run out and get them like tomorrow. They'll keep for a while if you keep them dry. But I got a feeling, man, everything's going to go up. It's going to be rough. You know, we are bleeding right now, that's for sure. And it's not funny, really. A lot of people are hurting, and God, it's only going to get worse. Crazy, crazy world we're living in. All right, what's next on the agenda? Let me make sure I covered everything there first. Oh, let's see. Yeah. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys one funny story before I get into this other really kind of big thing. So earlier this week, was it this week? What's today, Wednesday? Nope, it was last week. So last week, we had this kind of crazy lady come in to the dental clinic. Now, I mean honestly crazy, right? Did I tell this story? It seems to me I might have told this story. I'm going to tell it again anyway. So this lady, you know, walks the streets of town, and, you know, she's always talking to herself. She's always talking about, like, murder or some crazy stuff, and, anyway, so sometimes she comes in and talks to the front desk people, and, you know, sometimes she's real nice and sometimes she's really mean. Like one time, I guess they gave her a toothbrush and toothpaste because she asked for it, and she talked to him for a few minutes and then she threw it back at him. And I don't mean like she dropped it on the counter and walked out. I mean, she literally threw it back at him. So she's kind of, you know, she's mentally ill. She's legit mentally ill, and she knows it, which must really suck, by the way. But so, you know, she had come in a couple times and said that she'd like to make an appointment, and then she'd come in and cancel it because she's pissed off about whatever and thinks, you know, it's some conspiracy to get her in the office and whatever. And literally, I mean, we don't care one way or the other if she comes in or not. But what's funny is, so she finally got to the point where she was going to, where she had an appointment. And I didn't even know this, but she had an appointment, and they put her in a chair and they took some x-rays. Now, I didn't even know she was in the office yet. And then somebody came to get me, and they said, yeah, you have an exam in room 2. And I was like, okay, well, I'll be there in just a minute. I was finishing up with another patient doing whatever it was I was doing, right? And I go down there, and that woman is in that chair too. And as I walk in the room, she says, hey, you have a real sexy voice. I'll probably keep coming back here. And I just thought it was so funny because, you know, she's always, you know, up and down, and you never know what way she's going to, you know, come at you. And I really don't expect that to be a thing, like either me, her liking my voice, or I really don't think she'll come back in. I think, you know, she has one of those afflictions that, you know, doesn't allow her to be stable for long, one way or the other. In fact, I think at one time somebody had her, you know, like trespassed off the property because she was like camped out on the sidewalk or something. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I just thought that was pretty dang funny, my dental story of the week, I guess. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I'm going to put some music on. It'll probably be really loud. Sorry, but and we'll just see. What shall we put on? Anything except that. Ha, kidding. All right. Thanks, Eric Church, for that. Appreciate it. Hey, if you want to join the conversation, come over to reallibertymedia.com, get in the chat room there, say hi to folks, and, you know, have some conversation with them. They're great people. A lot of good material comes out of there, that's for sure. I would hope everything's better now. I was spiking the mic before. Well, I on the recording, so it's not really that big a deal. Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit about Biden's big announcement this week, which I was... You know, there's some things, like when you see him, it makes zero sense when you hear him speak. Well, even on his best day, when he's talking about stuff that he actually believes, it's hard to follow along. But when I saw him, was he standing in Michigan? I think he was standing in Michigan and talking about how they were going to bring back manufacturing to this area that they call the Rust Belt now because manufacturing isn't being done. And that was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. Like, you know, you would think the man would have more important things to do with a war going on between Russia and Ukraine than to stand in Michigan and talk about some fantasy he has about bringing back manufacturing to Michigan. The thing is, it's never going to happen. Not under his administration, not with all the rules and regulations that they have in place to literally keep people from wanting to manufacture in the United States. Number one, you can't compete with slave labor. China's literally got slaves that they employ to manufacture stuff. So number one, you're not going to have slaves in the United States, no matter how much you pay them. You're not going to have slaves in the United States. Well, maybe, but we have expensive slaves in the United States. You know, so who among like the 80 companies I mentioned before who get, you know, computer chips and athletic clothes and shoes made and electronics put together, who of those companies are going to come to do manufacturing in the United States when they know that, well, they're going to have to, you know, probably their workers are all going to be unionized because, of course, the current administration loves unions and we got to have unions in the workplace, you know. Yeah, I know, Rob, I'm actually kind of a slave too. And, you know, in some ways, I guess if you work for money, you know, whatever it is, you're kind of a slave. Not for much longer, though, I don't think. But anyway, you're not going to be able to compete with a country that uses slaves to do their manufacturing because they don't have, you know, they don't have labor unions. They don't have the costs that go along with having to pay for, you know, unemployment insurance and Social Security and retirement benefits and, God, what else do you pay as an employer? You pay a lot of stuff as an employer in this country. And, you know, so if you go manufacture, you know, have your manufacturing done in China, they don't offer those programs to the slaves. They just put them to work in factories. So number one, like, I don't know how you're going to overcome that little problem because that's not a little problem. That's kind of a big problem. I mean, even you can't like tell a company, hey, don't go manufacture over there because that doesn't make any sense. And anybody who has told those companies that they couldn't manufacture over there, they've still done it. I mean, I don't think there's been any slowdown at all in the past, I don't know, 8, 10, 15 years. So, you know, in the first place, you know, you're going to have to figure out where you're going to get workers to work so cheap that you can actually manufacture something here that people here will buy. Because you're not going to manufacture something that's so expensive, especially now, think about it, that we're all just going to say, oh, hey, that new TV is made right here in Michigan, USA. I'm going to buy that one. How much is it? $12,000? No, I don't think so. No, I think I'm going to go get that $299 one down at Costco. Yeah, because, you know, we don't put on those items. You know, it's too bad you don't. You know, it is too bad that you don't actually have to put a label on stuff. Like, you know, 22 slaves in China worked on this, on these shoes so that you could wear them to play basketball. You know, or three children were maimed in the time it took for them to, you know, haul the cobalt from the mine to the, you know, the selling agency or whatever, you know, and put their ages on there. Or 50,000 tons of material was mined to put this much, you know, cadmium in your battery. You know, it'd be different if people actually had to face those realities in life. Like, it would be different for even the environmentalists if they actually knew what went into manufacturing all of those parts for, you know, windmills and solar panels and batteries. And the little, forget what you call, there's a, like a command unit that goes between a solar panel and the battery so that you don't, and the power lines, so you don't actually, you know, feed power back into your solar panel. And, you know, it's gotta only put power in the batteries when there's power available. It's only gotta take power out of the batteries and feed it to your system when power is available. And then any excess it can put up on the power grid. But so there's like a command center to do that. And I forget what that board's called, but you know, it's a deal. And it requires stuff. It requires parts to be, you know, things to be mined from the earth to make those things. But environmentalists, they don't think of that stuff. They don't actually have any experience, you know, personal knowledge of what goes into all of the items to make, you know, this perfect energy utopia that they're thinking of. And that's too bad, because I think, you know, they wouldn't feel so uppity about you know, driving their Tesla, Stephen Colbert. I'm sure he has no idea, you know, and probably wouldn't give one rat's butt about, you know, what went into getting his car made, you know, for the price he had to pay for it. I hear he makes millions of dollars a year. Oh, yeah, and then, of course, there are the ones who insist on green energy and impose all the taxes and penalties that go along with trying to create that green utopia. So just imagine, you're standing in Michigan and you're touting this new manufacturing idea you have to bring manufacturing back to the good old US of A right here in Michigan. And somebody's thinking, okay, I would like to build a factory, but it is going to generate some heat out to the environment. And we probably are going to have some smoke going out into the environment. Well, okay, so that's okay. You know, you can still manufacture that product, but, you know, we just have to have you put a few of these things on your stacks to scrub the smoke and to reduce the heat. And the stacks have to be so tall so that whatever you're exuding out of your stacks doesn't bother the local population. So, you know, there's, you know, added cost right there. Just before you even get started, you know, actually manufacturing whatever it is you had in mind to manufacture, you got to start taking all these things in mind. Oh yeah, and then you have the whole equality thing where you have to you don't get to hire the best people to make your product. You have to adhere to all the rules of hiring. So maybe the fastest, best employees you could get, well, you can't have those because you have to have a certain balance in your workforce. And I would imagine if you're manufacturing, you're probably going to be using people, so you have to make sure you have an equal distribution of people on your workforce. And now I think it even goes so far as to say, you have to have, people on your executive board. So you get my point. Like, why would somebody start manufacturing here in the United States in this day and age? Well, especially now. I'm going to get back to this in just a sec. I was going to tell you guys. So we've been so excited for the past, 8 months because they were rebuilding a gas station in town here. Remember, I live in an extremely small town, but it does have a gas station. And they're redoing it. It's all big and beautiful. Like, it's so close to being done. So close to being done. Do you think those guys are going to go out and spend whatever it's going to cost them to fill those tanks right now? I can't imagine. I can't imagine they're going to go out and spend any amount of money on gas right now. I don't know how they would do it. Like, I don't know how are they going to recover? Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm good now. I don't know what happened. Maybe I should check my. Who cares? Let's just check the connections here. Cat was playing with them earlier. Anyway, so these two, so the, and then there was another gas station right out on the highway. The highway that goes from here to the coast and from the coast to, inland to the big cities. And they're building another big, beautiful gas station out there. And, I'm thinking to myself, this is sweet because I no longer have to go all the way to town to get gas. I can just go to either one of these two stations. And because there's two of them, maybe the price will be a little bit better. Like, maybe there'll be a little bit of a competition. So, if you're the only gig in town, of course you're going to charge what you can charge and people will pay for. And I have bought gas at the local gas station once in a great while, but they certainly don't know me by name anyway. Because they were the only gig in town, yeah, they were always really expensive. And, even before this, but, looking at the new facilities, I was thinking this is going to be really sweet. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice to have some competition and really nice new gas stations. But just imagine, they're going to have what, $130 per barrel gas or crude oil right now, and gas is going to be so damn expensive. I mean, they probably, I don't know how much money they have set aside to actually fill those tanks, but it's probably a hell of a lot more than what they were thinking it was going to cost just 6 months ago. I bet they wish they would have finished it, though. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they'll just hold off until the gas prices come down. Who knows? Let's see what else is on the list here from that. Oh yeah, and when I was talking about pollution earlier, so just imagine, you think the countries where are all of the companies from the United States have gone to do their manufacturing, they don't care about pollution. They may be on the whatever it is, Paris Accord or whatever the thing is where everybody agreed not to pollute the earth, but there's only so many of those industrialized countries who will actually do anything. It's kind of like what I was saying about these nuclear power plants being in Ukraine and supplying energy to Europe. I mean, like, maybe that was the deal. It's like, okay, we can't build nuclear power plants here, but we can put them in Ukraine and just use the power from them. Yeah, that didn't work out too good. But kind of the same story. So the United States, you know, well, we don't want to look like the bad guys by polluting the earth. So we'll just, you know, we'll just hire that out to another country. We'll go into another country, use their resources, pollute them more intensely locally, even though it's going into the atmosphere and the entire earth is suffering, supposedly. At least we're not doing it here. And because we have so many rules and regulations, and in those other countries, they don't have those rules and regulations. So of course, you know, if you don't have more rules and regulations to follow, which generally means that you have to add, you know, you have to add cost to preparing to do manufacturing, as in safety measures and anti-pollution controls and wastewater management and, you know, smoke scuttling and whatever else, you know, you're just going to go do it on countries that don't have all that stuff, don't have all that added cost, and use slave labor. You know, that's pretty simple. So what's the plan going to be? Because even today, with a gas crisis like every minute, I even heard of people filling up in the morning, people who drive for a living, like DoorDash or Uber or whatever. I've even heard of them filling up in the morning, and when they go back in the afternoon, it's even more expensive. Oh, and I got to tell you guys one of the funniest dang things I've heard lately. So, if you want to know, excuse me, if you want to know just how stupid your local or national news thinks you are, the mainstream media, I'm going to help you out here with this. You know, because gas is so expensive, they feel like it's really important to tell you what you can do to save money. And I heard the funniest take on this today, because they were all the same. And I don't know if you've watched or heard any of the local, you know, tips on how to save money. It was so stupid, I was literally laughing at it. So here's a couple tips for you. Now, you would think somebody would say, like, well, don't just sit with your engine idling for a long time. Or, you know, yeah, cut down your trips, you know. No. Here's what they said. While you're driving, look for the lower gas prices. Okay. So here's a tip on how to save money during this gas crisis. Here's the first tip. While you're driving around, you know, from home to work, from work to home, look for stations that have the lower prices. Okay? So that's one of the tips. Another tip was, if you have like a gas, you know, points, like some system where you earn gas points, use those. I'm not kidding about this. These are the tips. Or if you belong to a membership club that sells gas cheaper, go get your gas there. Oh my God. Yeah, they do think we're stupid for sure. Yeah, I use gas points too when we have them. I think it's a good idea, but I didn't need some idiot on the news telling me that. I mean, tell us something like streamline your car or cut some of the heavy metal off, make it a little lighter. Oh my God. But I guess that's what the world is coming to. If you're not smart enough to know to look for lower gas prices while you're driving around, you got a lot of stuff to worry about. What else do I have on the agenda today? Oh, I was going to say, even right now with this gas crisis going on, I see that they're going to try and again restrict truckers because they think truckers pollute too much. So they're going to add restrictions to truckers like they didn't have enough on their plates right now, truckers. And we didn't, you know, we weren't increasing the prices of every single thing that we are going to purchase in the next year, 2 years, who knows how long this is going to go on. Yeah, let's just put a little more restriction on our truckers. Let's make it a little harder for them to deliver products. I'm not kidding. I mean, if this isn't the most obvious, destruction of society, I really believe that's where this is headed, that they're just going to try and kill as many people as they can. One way or another, in hell, I mean, the war just kind of made a convenient kind of excuse to just keep killing people. So COVID didn't do it, I guess, so didn't kill enough, so now they're just going to starve everybody to death. That's going to suck. That's a tough way to go. It's really going to be tough. Let's see. Oh yeah. So Biden's big plan here, his big manufacturing plan was some company, I forget the name of it. He included $7.5 billion for electric vehicle chargers, charging stations, right? I was just reading some comments off of his speech. And anyway, this is what he thinks. He thinks they just need to, you know, this company is going to build a ton of these chargers so that the world, the United States, will be ready to put hundreds of thousands of electric vehicles on the road. All we need is this charging station because that's what you put in your electric vehicle. You know, electricity. You don't use any gas. You don't use any fossil fuels at all. You just plug your car into the fancy little outlet and let it charge for hours, and off you go. Problem is, you know, fossil fuels, hydroelectric dams, coal-fired power plants, which of course we're destroying like crazy. And guess who's building, like starting the new construction of one coal-fired power plant per month? China. They're not going to have any problem with energy. You know, and I've thought several times about putting alternative energy on our property. Like, I've thought about a windmill. We get enough wind up here to generate some electricity. We get enough sun some parts of the year to generate electricity. But I keep, every time I figure it out, it doesn't pencil out. It just doesn't. I mean, so I guess I'd rather have some power than none. So in one way, I should just go out and, you know, buy a windmill or make one. I've had a plan to make one for a long time. I don't think it'd be that difficult, honestly, to make one. I think the big deal is having them. It doesn't matter. But I think, you know, having a windmill, maybe some solar panels, but I'm really not crazy about having to replace those damn batteries as often as you have to replace them, but it would be nice to have power when the grid shuts down and there is none. It would be nice to have power when, you know, the grid is hacked and, you know, you have only what you have. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to really consider that now, one of those alternative ways of making and storing power. Oh yeah, Rob hooked me up with some good sites I'm going to tie into a bit here when I get, yeah, when I get time. And I think there's some alternative ways there to make and store energy. That'd be awesome. But anyway, it's tough. It's going to be tough. Going to continue to be ugly one way or another. What was I talking about? How did I get sidetracked onto the, because Biden's just going to put all these charging ports all over the country, and this company that's so good at making these charging ports, they're just going to make millions and millions of these charging ports so you can just roll up and plug in your car anytime and, you know, charge it up and on you go. So that's his big plan. So I'm kind of interested, you know, well, where they're going to get the metals for those. Well, I would imagine they have some metal components. I mean, well, maybe not. I mean, I wonder if you could charge an electric car without actually plugging in. Like, you can put your phone on a charger. Why wouldn't they just have a big mat that you roll your car up on and it charges it? I don't know. So, anyway, let's wrap this up. Okay. Always fun. Oh, so I said, I think this is some kind of double speak. Like usual, coming from the left, they have no intention of allowing manufacturing in this country. They stifle real development and creativity by regulating every single aspect of business and manufacturing. The right is not off the hook either. Too many times they will support nonsense rules and regulations so they can get some of the stuff they want passed. Just remember, all of those things passed are more rules and regulations new businesses and manufacturers have to abide by in order to create or manufacture whatever product they are thinking about producing. It is virtually prohibitive to try and actually manufacture anything here. And I truly believe that. You know, we've stifled creativity and development and employment here in this country. And, you know, unfortunately, we're going to see a huge amount of suffering because we didn't take care of ourselves. Like, we didn't take care of us first. Well, in one way, we didn't take care of ourselves. You know, the left, the current administration, believes that by, you know, polluting other people's countries, we're taking care of ourselves. By using other countries' resources, we are taking care of ourselves. You know, by not doing anything here, we're taking care of ourselves. It's a genius plan. And, you know, I guess I think, look, just meet in the middle somewhere. You know, we don't have to be extreme one way or the other. Just meet in the middle and use some common sense. None of this makes sense. None of it does. I heard, you know, some wishful thinking, I think, on somebody's part that maybe Putin was going to actually had figured out that, you know, the United States manufactured and released this virus on the world, and he's going to be the big hero. Only thing is, that kind of doesn't make sense. I mean, it would be cool if somebody actually held those accountable feet to the fire, but I just don't think that's it. And it doesn't make sense anyway, because why would Putin go in, you know, basically starting a war with a country just to what? Take over those labs and say, here, see, I told you so. I don't think so. I think if he had information, he had better ways of dealing with it than going in and taking over a small country like Ukraine. But, you know, it is kind of wishful thinking, I guess, and now I'll be considered a freaking terrorist for siding with Russia, or even kind of looking like I'm siding with Russia. I'm not siding with anybody. Okay, we've got a few minutes left. What else can we talk about? You guys always have such great stuff in the chat room. Oh, yeah. Oh, so I did see that. So the kids are getting ready to go to California Friday morning. I think they're heading down to California to see their dad, their biological dad. And so they're luckily not going to L.A., but in the center of Los Angeles, city center in Los Angeles, gas was over $7, like $7.30. Because California, I mean, they just have no shame in taxing the crap they have no shame in taxing the crap out of gasoline. Because it's just one of those things they can do. They can just add however much tax they want to it, and they've done it so many times that gas is really expensive in California. And probably, I would say, more than half of it is government taxes, federal, state, and local taxes. So anyway, oh, okay, now I finally see what happened. When I cut out, I actually lost connection to the server, but luckily it just reconnected. So anyway, I just noticed, like, I'd only been streaming for 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, crap, I guess it was silent for some time. No, but it just restarted when it connected. All right, guys. Hey, thanks again for joining me on Wednesday. Remember, I'm live every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Real Liberty Media, and you can catch me on podcast there at Real Liberty Media or wherever you like to listen to podcasts. I think I'll be pretty much on all of them in no time soon. Thanks for joining me. See you guys on Saturday.